Let's move on swiftly to The Old Guard, which is the new film from Gina Prince-Bythewood, the director of Love and Basketball and Beyond the Lights. Now, for me, Love and Basketball is one of the greatest romantic films ever made. And Beyond the Lights, which was released 6 years ago in the UK, was massively overlooked on its release. It almost didn't get a cinema release at all. And there was a kind of a grassroots campaign to get a proper release. It's a really wonderful film. And as I say, Love and Basketball, a real all-time masterpiece. Both of those films, what Gina Prince-Bythewood specialises in is the idea of passion under pressure. And The Old Guard, on the surface of things, seems to be very, very different. It's an adaptation of a graphic novel series by Greg Rucka, the writer of the series. He actually also wrote the screenplay for this, adapting his own work. And it's about a team of mercenaries who are... Sorry, let me do that again. The film, it's an adaptation of a graphic novel series about a team of mercenaries who are effectively immortal. They've got this ultra-rare genetic mutation that means that they don't age, and that are they injured under any circumstances, their bodies repair very, very quickly. It's kind of like the Wolverine superpowers in X-Men. Now, because they don't age, and because they spring up randomly at different points in history, seemingly for no reason at all, this team, who are led by Charlize Theron, have found one another over the course of hundreds and in some cases thousands of years. And because they don't have anything conventional to live for, you know, their families, there's a really moving scene where Theron's character talks about having basically forgotten the face of her mother and her sister. She's been alive for so long. She's called Andy, but her real name is Andromache of Scythia. She's, you know, of Greek myth. She's been around for that long. Because they don't have anything to live for in a conventional sense, these guys have banded together and have set themselves a mission of traveling around the world and trying to make a positive difference as they see it, in kind of nudging geopolitics and the course of humankind slightly closer to the right path. But they do it in, you know, as armed mercenaries. So it's in a very strange way, it's like a cross between Rambo and It's a Wonderful Life with, you know, the good bits of both. The film is built around the finding of a new recruit who is a US Marine called Niall, played by Kiki Layne from If Beale Street Could Talk. They discover her in Afghanistan, where she was, you know, she suffered apparently life-ending injuries, but wakes up in the medical tent completely well. And here she is being slightly reluctantly inducted into the group.
Who are you?
I lead a group of immortals. An army, I guess. Soldiers, fighters like you. Look. You've got questions, kid. I get it. You want answers? Get back in the car.
One of Nell's first questions is, are you good guys or bad guys? And a character called Joe, played by Marwan Kanzari, comes back with a brilliant line, depends on the century. Now, he's one of two characters who were recruited into the group, the other played by Luca Marinelli, during the Crusades. They originally fought on either side of a holy war, but then they found, you know, they were found by Charlize's character, were recruited into the group, and now, in fact, they put that, all that behind them, and they're in fact lovers. And actually, this is a really great example of what the film does incredibly well, is, you know, how coy and nudgy Hollywood still is about same-sex relationships. And, you know, so there will be, even in something like Star Wars, for example, they will allude towards a certain chemistry between Oscar Isaac's character and John Boyega's character, and it's there for the fans, but it's not necessarily there in the text of the film itself. The total simplicity with which this film deals with a gay relationship between two of its main characters is just kind of, it makes you despair at how laborious this stuff is elsewhere. This is, you know, so this idea, this actually plays into totally what the core of the film's theme is, which is that on the one hand, you've got, you know, immortal mercenaries running around the world, battling various threats, including the latest one is this bad guy, a kind of a biotech pharma bro played by Harry Melling, who is interested in harvesting their genetic material, copywriting it, and being able to use it as this life-prolonging, life-sustaining medication. So on the one hand, you've got all the conventional stuff going on there, but on the other, this is a film about navigating this enormous world that seems to last forever, you know, in time terms, certainly, without really ever meeting almost anybody who's remotely like you. And when you find someone who is like you, you want to hang on to that person. And when you lose someone who is like you, it really, really hurts. It's a very rare action film. Again, it's passion under pressure. It's what Gina Prince-Bythewood does better than anyone, really. And it's a very rare action film that the quiet bits are so incredibly accomplished. The substance is there, But on the flip side of it, the style isn't. I mean, the action scenes are perfectly competent, you know, they're well choreographed, nicely shot and everything, but there's no real kind of sense of spectacle in it. There's none of the takeaway that you would expect to get from a film like this, and everything you wouldn't expect to get. So it is kind of 60% a real landmark in comic book superhero adaptations. It's a better X-Men film than the last three X-Men films combined, easily. If you're interested in that kind of subtext, this is absolutely the film for you. And yet, there was just, it didn't quite have the panache that I would have really craved, particularly because Charlize Theron in previous action films, Mad Max Fury Road, for example, or even Atomic Blonde, she is the absolute, you know, embodiment of panache. And it's just not there in this for some reason. Otherwise, it's really pretty special.